years of Doug Steffens Good Day.
Interesting things going on all over the world. To talk about them, another extremely pragmatic, informationally loaded, and intellectually challenging Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Not too challenging, please. It's still early.
Tuesday, February 19th. Speak for yourself. I've been up for a long time, and so has Jennifer. Thank you very much.
That's the problem.
Oh, is that the problem? All right. Roberta Fasinelli is here along with Richie and Jennifer with her Queen of Cheap. The Queen of Cheap today has some special deals. Always have some good eats. If it weren't for Michaels, I think we'd be out of business.
Michaels has great coupons.
They really
and
do.
Great deals. Yeah. They sure do.
Yeah, right.
You know, and you can get 25 or 40% off. I mean, I got to tell you about it.
Anybody that walks into Michaels and pays full price for anything is crazy.
And I see them do it all the time. That's the sad part.
You're crazy.
Dude, what's your problem?
Dude, get a coupon.
Later on in the hour also, Jennifer has the Oscars in the focus, which is this weekend. There's going to be some changes in judges on the X Factor.
I hate to break the news to you, sire.
What's that, Richie?
But Jennifer has left us.
Oh, that's right.
Jennifer has left the building.
Yes, all right. So then that means I get to do all this stuff.
Yes.
Okay, all right. So we'll do that. That's right. Jennifer's gone over to Brand X for a while, helping out her. I don't know what she's out. Who she's helping out.
Compadres.
Yeah, right. We all are here to help. That's my philosophy of life. So we can help another radio broadcaster.
Yep.
And Jennifer is certainly capable of that. So, thanks, Richie, for reminding me, because I forgot. I know she did a couple of days last week, but I forgot.
Yeah, no, today
because she's been here with
me. Yeah, they needed some help.
They sure do need some help.
We lent them a player.
Right, exactly. It's school vacation week. This is a time when some parents are blogging and tweeting that they think parents ought to talk about relationships and values with their children. How many people are on vacation? Is your daughter is out this week, right, Jenna?
They're only out Monday and Tuesday because of Sandy.
Oh, they got to go back.
The school's lost a lot of time. They canceled three of the days this week.
I want to know. You're both parents, Roberta, Richie, using the media, especially reality shows, to talk with your children about sexuality. Is it safer? Is it easier? Is it more relaxing to have your ideas, your values, in terms of how you get them across to your children, if there is usage of TV shows? Like this show, Catfish. Anybody seen that? I just heard about it.
No.
Catfish, the TV show. Richie.
It was the show that was made popular, or not popular, well-known in pop culture because of Manti Te'o.
Right.
Where basically they approach people who are being seduced by a person online, and the person is not who they think they are.
Right. Ah.
So this mother has used that show to help her children understand about relationships and how not to have something like that happen. And the whole premise of the conversation that I read, I think this was on one of the websites that I look at with some regularity, the idea was, and this is what's so foreign to me, this mother didn't have enough hooch or whatever to explain these things to her children. Maybe the world has changed so much that you got to use, because these kids understand what it means to be catfished. They all were talking in the 8th grade, 9th grade, about the Notre Dame football star and what happened to him. So is this a way to teach your children how not to have it happen to them?
Well, I mean, the fact is kids see a lot more online and through television than they did when we were kids and you were kids.
Yeah.
No, and certainly, you know, some parents, I think, still have issues speaking about things like that. I mean, I certainly don't.
Man, let me tell you something.
Not a bit, but
I remember the day that my dad sat me down and had the talk.
Really?
I wanted to crawl under the chair.
Really?
I remember having the talk with Brendan. He was, I don't remember how old he was, but he was old enough to tell me, Dad, I know all that stuff already. So.
And did you let him off the hook?
Well, we've had conversations over the years. 888-302-3684. How do you teach your children about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and the moon up above and that thing called love?
YouTube.
888-302-DOUG. This is school
reality.
I got a funny story with my older daughter. I had this wonderful book called The Birds and the Bees, and it was a book for young children, not young children, but kids about 9 or 10 years old.
Right.
And about 2/3 of the way through the book, it finally gets to the nitty gritty, and it's talking about animals, and it has a picture of all things, two zebras. Enjoying themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a cross section so you could see what was going on. And I remember Elena looking at it and looking at it and looking at it. And I'm just waiting for her to say something. And she says, finally, she goes, Mom, can I ask you something? I said, what, sweetheart? She says, do you have to do that on your wedding night? I went, well, no, honey, you really don't. And she said, oh, she says, thank goodness. She says, I think you'd really want to know somebody before you do that. I said, keep that thought.
Perfect. 888-302-3684. The facts of life. All right. So in a moment, we're going to go back to an important milestone in medical history, in motion picture history, and bring it around to something that was a fascinating reality over the weekend. Have I got you intrigued? I bet I have got you intrigued. And then Roberta's going to deliver on the Queen of Cheap. Right now I have some great news about those people among you who want to look your best, want to change your looks. If you have stained yellow teeth, it has been embarrassing for you, has it not? You may not have gotten a job you wanted to because your teeth are awful. You may not have gotten a date with somebody or gotten close to somebody because your teeth are awful. So if you are like me and lots of other people, conscious of your teeth, why don't you take a page out of the Doug Steffen playbook and try Power Swabs. I recommend them because I'm using them. You can use them. Inexpensive. It is actually the first tooth whitening system that lifts the stains off of your teeth. Does it in 5 minutes. And you, if you use it over the course of a week, 6 shades brighter. And unlike all those normal bleach whiteners, this product has no bleach in it. It's a natural amalgam of coconut oils that has been found specially to do an amazing job on not only cleaning up your teeth, but making them feel so smooth. You know that great feeling you get after you get a teeth cleaning out?
Yeah.
Well, that's how your teeth will feel all the time with Power Swabs. And it'll clean up veneers, bonds, caps, crowns. So here's the way to deal with that yellow, ugly look you have. Get to Power Swabs by calling 800-865-7602. 800-865-7602. Tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen, and you'll get 50% off the retail price. Try Power Swabs risk-free today and get them at half price. Dial 800-865-7602.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
I want to ask you a couple of questions.
I've got nothing to hide.
My bill is due today and I haven't paid yet.
Is that a confession?
Have I committed a crime?
No. With our new IT card, you can pay up till midnight Eastern Time by phone or online the day it's due.
Convenient. How do I know you're telling the truth?
Because I work for Discover Card.
Got a witness to verify that?
Just you. You called me.
Okay, that checks out. You recording this?
Yes, I am.
Good, so am I.
I would like a copy.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Finally, a credit card that treats you like you'd treat you. Payment flexibility. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Souffles are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming? Putting sprinkles on the last one now? Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it? Me? What? Why would you? There's frosting on my face, isn't there? Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster life. It's Roberta Bessanelli.
All right, thanks in advance to Roberta for an excellent report. Now let's see if she can deliver.
Okay, let's start with a game for your iPhone or iPad if you haven't had enough of them. This is Scrabble. It's an old-fashioned game. You know, I think it's better than some of the crazy games that they have for the iPhone or iPad. So just get Scrabble. It actually teaches your kids something. If you hold a Bank of America card, you can get free admission to museums the first weekend of every month. Just reminding you, because I have a Bank of America card, and I always forget that this is true. So, free museum admission, first full weekend of every month. If you go to Red Lobster and you give it you get an entree, you can get a free appetizer that expires March 3rd, and we have the coupon for you. K-Cups, Gavalia K-Cups, you can get them for absolutely free. I think from the picture, it looks like you get a dozen of them. So, that's a pretty good deal. And once again, Hobby Lobby and Michael, we have a whole bunch of coupons for you. 40% off of Michael's, and then another 25% off coupon, 40% off at Hobby Lobby. So we've got all sorts of stuff.
Hobby Lobby.
Yeah, Hobby Lobby.
Oh, I love that
That's
name.
That's kind of, I think it's more in the West.
Hobby
Michael's is more
Lobby.
In the East.
Yeah, right.
So some great savings. So don't walk into these stores before you look for the coupons, and you'll find all this stuff and a lot more
stuff.
At Queen of Cheap's site full of stuff.
Stuff.
Great ways to save money at the Queen of Cheap's
site. I'm going to start charging Michael's for advertising time. I'm going to Michael's. Yeah, I'm going to start paying for all of this attention.
That's like, what is it, Bed Bath & Beyond, where they always have the 20% off coupons?
Next to the Roberta Queen of Cheap box is the supermarket guru Phil Lepert's box. And today, he, in his blog, runs down the similarities and differences in the supermarket or wherever you get yams and sweet potatoes. Pumpkin also would be interesting to differentiate between sweet potatoes, yams, and pumpkins, that yellow, great, all the stuff that's like that, yellow, carrots, that's all good for you, too. And the guy who knows more about that and where to get it is our supermarket guru, Phil Lempert. Coming up, a discussion of whether or not cell phones are stopping you from interacting. Thoughts at, you can send them to me, Doug, at DougStephan.com. Post them on Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Are cell phones stopping you from interacting? 21 after on Good Day.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro EM1, the raw probiotic.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
Pretty smooth, Richie.
The master.
You know, we have said on this program that as we're in our 25th year of doing the Good Day program, we are taking bits and pieces of all kinds of things that have been part of our history over the last 25 years, mostly music and video. Or
just saying, one of them.
Movies. This is not one of them. However, I believe that because this is such a standard that it ought to have some acknowledgement. Take the A-Train is a piece of music that students who study music like, yeah, was it yesterday we had the blue Danube Waltz, the waltz, because
yes,
something significant about that having been, I think, played for the first time. Well, Take the A-Train was played for the first time publicly on this date in 1941 by Duke Ellington and his orchestra. One of Big Band's all-time classics, Take the A-Train. Big Band music has a sharp focus today in several different ways. Michael Bublé sings some of the songs from that era. Harry Connick Jr., certainly. You tell me that Setzer isn't from that era or cut out of that.
Oh, no. Setzer definitely took that rockabilly and the Big Band swing thing and brought it back to mainstream. There were a lot of, you know, Squirrel Nut Zippers and a lot of other bands out there doing it, but Setzer made it big again.
I do not believe this would be considered like the boogie woogie. This is
this is more big band. Well, classic. Actually, this isn't even big band. This is four piece right here.
Yeah. Is this a dance tune?
Jazz.
Is it just a
there
good piece of music to listen to?
Here's the hook.
It is. Yeah. Pretty cool stuff. As we remember, the fact this was recorded in a studio, I passed the RCA Victor studio in Hollywood last night.
Is that the round one?
Yeah.
Well, that's Capitol Records.
That's Capitol Records. But it's on, it's now called the Sony, and I can't remember the name of it. It's across from an In-N-Out Burger. There were no
isn't everything in L.A.
Yeah, pretty much. Carl's or In-N-Out Burger. I was over doing some business in the other side of Hollywood. And
look, the wiki page has the lyrics for Take the A-Train.
Really?
You must take the A-Train to go to Sugar Hill, way up in Harlem. If you miss the A-Train, you'll find out you've missed the quickest way to Harlem. Hurry, get on now. It's coming. Listen to those rails a-thumbin'. Get on the A-train. Soon you will be on Sugar Hill in Harlem.
Do you know that the mechanism used to record this was invented 61 years to the day before this song was recorded? I don't know, song, this music. This
when they used to record them on directly to the record?
Well, Thomas Edison, a pretty interesting story about the music player, because that's what the Victrola is or was. The phonograph was first called a music player, and it was a device that Edison is credited with inventing, but he did not invent it. He patented the music player, but he paid his assistant $18 to make the device from a sketch that he had drawn.
Well, then he still made it then.
Well, in a manner of speaking, he did. It became one of the most interesting parts of his career.
1877. Okay, so that makes sense. Because in the 1920s...
1881. It started in the 70s. It was 1881 when it was patented.
Okay.
But it was
1877 when it was invented.
Right.
Because, you know, I'm a big fan of Son House and Robert Johnson and all the old blues masters.
Yeah.
And all those guys had, you know, two white record producers come into a small room in the back of a juke house.
Right.
And they'd put that phonograph up there, and it would be a record, right, and they'd put the chemicals on it to make it be able to burn in the sound, basically.
Right. When he was asked why he invented the machine, Edison told reporters, "How else am I going to listen to my Dixie Chick stuff?" Said that.
Whatever.
You may not have said
that. Zeppelin, dude. I'm big into Zeppelin.
Good for you, yeah. Edison and Zeppelin. You can see that. The 28 after on Good Day.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. Over 10 million people have bought the book, What Color is Your Parachute? This manual for job hunters has been extensively updated each year for over 40 years. The author of What Color is Your Parachute? Dick Bowles.
Employers basically don't like to be bothered. Employers will try to screen out in any way they can. They'll use their HR department if they're a large enough organization to have an HR department. They'll use any other device they have to cut the number of people down that they're actually going to have to sit down and interview. People are always putting their thinking caps on and saying, how can you get around this? In essence, it's this. If you don't wait for vacancies to be announced, but instead choose ahead of time what kind of place you would like to work at, and you go after those companies, whether you know they have a vacancy or not, it doesn't matter. You go to a site, the premier one is LinkedIn. You type in the name of the organization you're trying to reach, and you look to see if on the list of people that come up, there's somebody you know. Then you have a bridge person, a person that bridges the gap between you and the organization where you would like to work. What is really fine about the Internet is it's given us access to these bridge people in a way we never had before.
Dick Bowles, author of the bestseller, What Color is Your Parachute? There's more online, InsightDailyRadio.org.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa for a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities. Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch. GoldenStagSafaris.com.
We're having a party to celebrate 25 years of Doug Steffen's Good Day.
And baby, that's you on a good day.
The Good Day program continues for this Tuesday. It's Doug and Roberta, and Jennifer is not here, but that's okay. We can have, this is perhaps the most intellectually stimulating idea that I can come up with, Richie.
This ought to be good.
The War of the Tomatoes.
The War of the Tomatoes.
Yes, okay. The War of the Tomatoes.
I don't like tomatoes, and I don't think they like me. I wouldn't say I hate them, and they're not my enemy. We do our best to coexist by staying far apart. I don't like tomatoes, and they always make me far too unhappy.
I like tomatoes,
and that's okay with me. But please don't put one on my plate or slap one on my knee. Spaghetti sauce, tomato soup, I love with all my heart. But I don't like tomatoes, they always make me far too unhappy.
Far too unhappy.
There be a happy ending to
you come up with this.
I tried a tomato and realized I was wrong. No such luck, the song ends the same way as it starts. I don't like tomatoes, they always make me. I don't like tomatoes, I don't think they like me.
They always make me.
I wouldn't say I hate them, but you won't find one near me. We do our best to coexist by staying far apart.
Oh, okay.
I don't like tomatoes, they always make me. I don't like tomatoes, they always
get the hook again.
Make me far too unhappy.
So that just makes me laugh.
It was very good. More than 7,000 people took to the streets in the Chilean city of Quillón for the annual War of the Tomato.
Oh.
You see, this is summertime in the Southern Hemisphere. So down in Chile, the tomato crop is bumper this year, and every year as they come into their ripening stage, because this is about the time they come into their ripening stage, they have a big tomato fight in this town. 40 tons of tomatoes this weekend.
Attack of the killer tomato.
Fight.
Attack of the killer tomato.
That left.
Nicky,
you can see pictures of this at DougSteffen.com from today's show. The people falling, rolling around in tons of tomatoes. This.
In a related related story, tomato prices just spiked.
Yeah, right, because they used all these in the fight. Supposedly they have the tomato fight to raise the crop's profile in Chile and in South America. So you can see the pictures of the food fight for the prizes, I think whoever wins gets a bushel of tomatoes or something. But story is there at DougStephan.com. Meanwhile, in neighboring Guatemala this weekend, a woman was arrested at the international airport as she tried to enter the country with $31,000 in cash stashed inside her stomach.
Huh?
Police. Yeah.
She's a mule.
44-year-old woman, identity withheld. Arrested after police conducted an X-ray of the woman who was exhibiting suspicious behavior, according to the authorities. 39 bundles of cash that had been in her stomach recovered after an operation by police.
Oh, my goodness.
The sum total was $31,200.
Yeah.
She was expelled to Panama City, where she'd come. After she went to the hospital, she was expelled. So how do you get out? How would you have normally, without the operation, how would she have gotten the 31 grand out of her stomach?
The same way they got it in, with an operation.
Yeah, it's got to be,
really? Not swallowing 31K.
No.
But it had to be rolled up pretty tightly, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what happens.
My God.
My wife, being from South America, she knows somebody who, she's done this.
Somebody who
this happened to, and I know the person.
Yeah.
They were told that they would smuggle drugs in their shoes that they had made for them, or that they would kill their family.
Ah.
Ooh.
And they did. And
they do it because they didn't want their family killed.
Right.
Yeah.
And was, of course, almost wetting themselves at security,
right,
coming in, and got arrested and spent 6 months in jail.
Wow. Family okay, though?
Family's fine.
Yeah. Woof. What a story. 888-302-3684. Okay. Question of the hour. Are cell phones stopping you from interacting? And the number is available. Also, you can send us a note to Rich or Roberta or Doug at DougStephan.com. This would be a good Facebook question, too.
Yeah, I can put it up there.
Here's something from Jay, who says, this very device intended to bring us together seems to be isolating us. Our mobile phones creating a race of introverts, and is nomophobia a real disease? You know what nomophobia is?
No.
I'm expecting Richie will be the first one who goes to Wikipedia to figure it out.
Nomophobia.
You can almost figure it out if you understand the etymology of words. N-O-M-O, phobia. Is it a real disease?
No more phones?
No more phone.
888-302-3684. Well, bro, you got it?
Yeah.
Swell prize if you can tell us what nomophobia is. Meanwhile, James says, of course, cells, texting, emails, there's no more human interaction. People hide behind these devices in dark rooms, so nobody will get married. I don't know why I find that intriguing, but Scott writes, cell phones are not stopping people from interacting. It's the people's choice not to interact. The cell phone just happens to be the latest popular object of obsession. Number one of those who just don't have the discipline to put it away. We all know people like that. I mean, we have these conversations all the time about the millennial generation. Yeah, they'll sit at tables and restaurants and text each other. Or even at the dinner table at home, they'll text each other to the person that's next to them.
We were at breakfast Sunday morning, and, Sean had his iPod, and Janet had her iPhone, mom had her iPhone, and I had my iPhone. And, you know, it takes looking up around the table to go, okay, everybody, phone's down.
Yeah.
Phone's down.
Here's Obi, who writes, the cell phone has become an addiction for people. Boris says, yes, I do not believe it's a personal choice. It's an addiction. Wendy says, it depends on what kinds of information you want to communicate with your friends. Face-to-face conversations are good. I use it in business all the time. Yada, yada, yada. Well, I don't know. How many different social media platforms can we...
I will tell you that I have ongoing conversations and quote-unquote relationships, online relationships, with friends from schools, from high school, that I would never talk to.
Yep. There's a good and bad to this.
Some of my best friends from the 80s and 90s who I would never talk to nowadays if it weren't for Facebook
cell phone. I found friends from high school that I know.
My best friends from elementary school.
Yeah. From Facebook.
Here's Mary who writes, it's a brain-blocking addiction. I had a colleague who at least once a day came and asked a question. While I started to answer, he would start scrolling messages on his cell phone. I'd stop talking and walk away. He never got his answer, and he never seemed to notice. Jeez. Okay, so do we know what nomophobia is, Richie?
I know what nomophobia is.
888-302-3684. Answer that question. If you are challenged, plus the television report coming up here on Good Day, you know about Cardiol, right? You've heard me talk about it. You've heard Dr. Mm-hmm. Ken talk about Cardiol. C-A-R-D-I-O-L. Cardiol works, period. That's a sentence. It has a subject and a predicate, a noun and a verb. Cardiol is the noun. Works is the verb. That's a sentence. And it's a complete sentence because it's a complete thought. Cardiol works. Now, what else can I say about Cardiol other than it works? What does it work to do? It lowers your cholesterol, lowers your triglycerides, and you need to have low triglycerides and low cholesterol in order to avoid the horrors of heart disease, stroke, all kinds of things that can happen to you in your circulatory system if you don't have the right numbers when it comes to triglycerides and cholesterol. And you keep it, you get it down, and you keep it down by using Cardiol. So, makers of Cardiol say, we'll let you try it free for 30 days to see how it will work on you. Then you'll become convinced and you'll stick with it. They know what they're doing. So for the cost of shipping and handling, you can call 888-809-6424, or you can go to cardiol.net/Doug and ask for the free 30-day trial of Cardiol to get your cholesterol numbers and triglyceride numbers down. It's not fish oil. It's very potent, a very potent omega-3. 888-809-6424 for Cardiol, or go to cardiol.net/Doug.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's opening the shop before dawn.
It's going the extra mile for my patients.
And it's finishing well into the night.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has a personalized interview that helps you get those deductions specific to you, from a nurse's scrubs to a mechanic's tools, so you get back every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a homeowner, you don't simply live in a house. You live in a giant tax deduction. That's because homeowners often qualify for a range of deductions that can greatly impact your taxes. Among them, property tax, mortgage interest, and home equity loan deductions. They add up fast, and TurboTax can help you determine which ones you qualify for. To get more details on homeowner deductions and find out how TurboTax can help you get back every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle was safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Yum. We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious, fruit-flavored chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins. Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Right now, custom banners and posters are 50% off at Staples, which means it's less expensive than ever to get all the banners and posters your small business needs.
Okay, let's double-check your order. I have a grand reopening banner, 500 sale flyers, business cards, a few passive-aggressive break room posters, and a less passive 6-foot banner advising people to stay away from your lunch in the fridge.
Sounds about right.
Perfect.
For a limited time, custom banners and posters are 50% off at Staples. That was easy. No coupon needed. Details in-store and at staples.com/copy and print.
Because Mike switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, his money clip wants to shake his hand firmly for a solid 3 seconds, but can't. Fact is, most money clips don't have hands to shake with. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice the extra cash, you'll know your money clip wants to give you a firm handshake. But remember, it can't. It doesn't have hands. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Let's check at 13 before the hour. What's going on television? Jennifer, not around. She does a better job of this than I do because she has passion for it. Although, once in a while, I see something that intrigues me with regard to television. This story does. Actually, a story from today's show at DougStephan.com about Michael Jackson's oldest child, Prince Michael.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, hired by Entertainment Tonight to be a correspondent.
Is he old enough? How old is he?
No, this has got to be the daughter. It's not Prince.
How many Prince?
Prince were two very Prince, young.
But his oldest son, Prince, is the new correspondent. That's what the story says, anyway.
Really?
Yeah.
And how old did they say the child?
Yeah, Michael Jackson's son landed.
Yeah, how old? He looks like he's in his teens, anyway, late teens. How old is he? Got a picture of him on Stephan.com. Anyway.
Oh, yeah. No, shoot, he looks 15, 16.
Huh.
Yeah. Anyway, so there is a lot of information about him.
I'll tell you what, he has some good-looking kids, man.
Yeah, he does have
his daughter's beautiful, and this is a good-looking kid. Good-looking,
yeah, wife was good-looking, even though she was kind of plain.
Is she totally out of the picture, or is she,
apparently,
now that he's gone, part of... the kid's life.
There isn't much news about that because the grandmother seems to be the most.
No, he's 16. He's the oldest. Paris, the girl, is 14.
Yeah.
And Blanket is 10.
Oh, right. That's the young one. Yep.
Uh-huh. Covering the Oz, the Great and Powerful.
The new movie?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, Khloe Kardashian, who's been the second banana behind Mario Lopez as the sort of hostess for the X Factor, is out. Fired. Gonzo. She's not coming back. Source says she has not been asked to return. She was like a wooden stick up there. I love that. She's referred to as a reality star. Really? By whom? The Oscars of this weekend.
What does reality star mean? Nothing.
No talent, and you can stand in front of a camera. All right, so this weekend the Oscars are going to be on television. Who's been your favorite recent host of the Oscars is our poll today at DougStephan.com. Was it Billy Crystal, James Franco, and Anne Hathaway?
Anne Hathaway was good.
Yeah, she was.
Franco, not so much.
Embarrassment. Steve Martin and Alec Baldwin, maybe. Hugh Jackman, no. Jon Stewart, yeah, maybe. Ellen DeGeneres, yeah, maybe. Chris Rock was funny. Yeah, okay, so there's some good choices there. So if you want to tell us who your preference is, help yourself to the poll at DougStephan.com. By the way, Richie, did you figure out what Nemo, Nomo was? Nomo.
It is afraid of not having your phone. No mobile phone.
Right. Oh.
Yes. Got it.
No phone. Kate Gosselin heading to another reality show. She's going to appear on an upcoming episode of Celebrity Wife Swap. I thought she was divorced. So who's she swapping wife? She's switching places with a playmate named.
She must be
Kendra
the one who is going to be.
How do
be
you
the new wife?
Yeah, but don't they usually have a
yeah,
show
usually do.
Husbands? Husbands go with the other wives. There's a swap all the way around there.
Right.
Doesn't make any sense.
So somebody's going to come in and take care of her kids.
Really?
While she go plays the wife.
Isn't that sweet? Very nice. All right. Sarah Michelle Gellar joining Robin Williams on the comedy pilot Crazy Ones on CBS. 51 after on Good Day.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983. Sending real food to your real future.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neofera. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to Neofera.com, spelled Neofera.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at Neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
After the hour on the Tuesday Good Day program. Small business owners are already raising millions of dollars to expand their businesses and their product lines and employee ranks through crowdfunding. Next up on Startup America News, you'll meet one young lady who's helping these folks try to accomplish that.
Welcome to Startup American News Crowdfunding Success Stories. I'm your host, Mike Hayes, and joining me today, I'm delighted to say, is my new co-host, Ranjini Mukhopadhyay. And Ranjini is going to be joining me routinely from now on. Ranjini, tell me a little bit about your background, some of the benefits of crowdfunding, crowdsourcing, and your unique background with both.
Hi, Mike. Thank you for the introduction. My background in crowdfunding is, starts at actually PR. I've been working in PR for the past 10 years, and mostly in the technology industry. And in the past couple of years, crowdfunding has really brought a lot of attention into the tech space. And we've been working on some really great projects, but we've started with, last year, we started with Seek and Find Technologies, who released a brand new, really cool Bluetooth sticker where you can stick it on your stuff and basically locate it with your smartphone app. And we worked with them from the very beginning of their campaign to also launch two additional campaigns, mostly revolving around Bluetooth technology. We were able to help them with our PR efforts, raise their goal amount as well as surpass their goal amount. And we raised over $1.8 million for all three projects together. So it's been an exciting ride for them, and now they're going on to do commercial launch, and we're continuing to work with them But in the meantime, we've met some other really cool crowdfunding companies that we're also going to be helping with public relations, also helping them get the campaign messaging out there in the proper way, develop their campaign videos, which are a really critical point for the crowdfunding sites, and help them reach their goals and hopefully surpass them in time allotted, you know, 30, 45, or 60 days.
Now, Ronjini, you've helped the company raise over $1 million through crowdfunding, and yet 72% of small business owners, many whom are dying for some startup capital, launch a new project, expand or create new jobs, 72% of them don't even know that it exists. How excited are you about introducing crowdfunding to the American small business community?
Absolutely. There's so much potential in this market. With this new system of crowdfunding, basically anybody can have a great idea, and that's the key, is really having a great idea and be able to get support from their community. You don't have to wait for VC capital anymore. You don't have to have one large private investor. You can raise money through people you know and people who learn about the product on different platforms, and PR is an integral way of getting people to your site so that you can, you know, get them to see your product and gain interest, maybe share it with their friends. So it's a real interesting and new way for people to share ideas and invest in ideas that they actually feel connected to, rather than just having some VC come in and analyze your company and give you, you know, a lot of criticism. It's a really nice platform for small businesses who believe in their product to give their heart and soul to it, put their campaign up on a site, and then share it with their friends and have their friends share it with their friends. And it's a really new way of crowdfunding. And I think as the industry grows, it's going to become more serious. You know, I think it started out a lot as small projects that are kind of fun and kitschy, even stick and find. It's a small gadget. It's very consumer friendly. But I see a lot of projects going towards a more serious tone of companies that are doing more serious things for, let's say, the housing market, or more serious things in education. I think it's going to become kind of a commonplace thing to crowdfund projects. And that way people can invest in what they truly believe in. They don't have to wait for the product to come out or get some kind of investment. They can jump right in and get involved. There's a lot of ways to get the crowd to your site. And I think, you know, our specialty is really doing the media relations and finding the different locations where your crowd is going to be hanging out, whether it's online, on TV, through direct response, like, you know, if they're listening to Pandora. There's a lot of different avenues where we can attract your crowd and push them towards your crowdfunding page. They can help you get your product out there.
Ronjini and I are both committed to listening to the crowdfunding community. Do you have a question about crowdfunding? We'd love to hear it. Hey, we may even put it in a future blog post or one of our shows. So you can email me at mike@startupamericanews.org. That's startupamericanews.org. Ronjini, thanks for joining me, and I look forward to talking to you more next week and in subsequent weeks after that.
Thanks, Mike.
Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors. And it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission. A mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.